All right. And as for your boys, Judah Leonidas Hope, or maybe Judah Leonidas Hope? Leonidas? I really love Leonidas Leonidas. I think it has a really lovely, strong sound and a beautiful history. And I think it really makes this combo. Hope, it always feels a little bit fillery on girls, but I think seeing it on a boy really works for me. I do like the way it feels. Judah, it's not my thing, but I see why you like it, and it does sound good in this combo, so can't fault it for that. Anakin Jedediah Sam, the whole thing is just generally not my thing, so I'll try and comment on this in a super objective way. Anakin, it feels really, really Star Wars-y to me, and that's not necessarily a bad thing. I'm just not a Star Wars fan, which is why it doesn't really work for me. Jedediah, I generally stay away from biblical names because I feel weird using them because I'm not particularly religious, but same with Sam. However, work for you, brilliant. I think I'd like Sam more if it didn't feel Kardashianized. I think that's sort of... Same with Saint in the next one. Eden, Melchior, Saint. Eden, I think I do like it more on a boy, although it still doesn't... It's still just not my favourite sound-wise. However, Melchior, stunning. And Saint... Okay, I kind of take back what I said about the Kardashianization, because in this combo, it just makes the whole thing, and I'm getting old cathedral vibes again, which is my favourite, absolute favourite. Taron Orlando Thane. Again, I'm really sorry if I pronounce any of these wrong. Thane, big Macbeth vibes, love it. Orlando, if it weren't a city, I'd be all over it. I'm already all over it. I would be more over it. More all over it. Like Celia, I think part of the reason I like it is because I really love As You Like It. But Orlando, it is magical. Taron, I think I would prefer this is Orlando Taron Thane, but I think that's just because I really love the name Orlando. Gareth Munro Raven, I really, really want to like this, but Gareth, where I live, is so like 53-year-old man, I can't connect with it, unfortunately. Raven, love it on girls. I'm not used to seeing it on a boy, but you know what, I love it enough, it works. Monroe, I just don't really vibe with the whole surname thing. Okay, I can't say that and then have Loveday and Lovelace and Faraday on my list. Unfortunately, the whole combo doesn't really do it for me, and Monroe Raven, the Rora, is a little tricky. Nice, but there are others on your list that I like a lot more. Damon Denver Wolf. I like Damon. It does feel a little Damon Salvatore of the Vampire Diaries, but you know what? Sure, let's go with it. Wolf, very nice. Love us some animal middles. you clearly like some animal middles as well. Denver, I have no connection with the city, but all I think of is the city. But if you like the city, if it's important to you, go for it. I'm wondering if it would work better in a different combo, because given that the first, Damon and Denver, both start with a D and they both have a very similar flow. So, I mean, middle names... You're unlikely to say the whole thing out loud, so it's fine. But if you're going for absolute perfection, absolute pure flow and everything, maybe you need to switch. Maybe it would be best if you switched around a bit. Percy Indigo Winter. Oh, I love Percy. Love Indigo. Really like Winter. You've got the whole thing sorted. Excellent. Hezekiah? Possibly Hezekiah? There's back with the names that I feel like I feel weird about because I'm bad with religious names. It's very cool. I think it's heavy on a small child, but you know, I love heavy names on small children, so perfect. Calixto, I love Calixto. I'm used to seeing it with a C, and normally I do prefer C, any K name with a C, but I think Calixto with the K actually really works here, so go with it. Isaiah, I don't love the sound, but I like the way it looks written down, go with it. Walker, it feels a little bit too, like, plain for me next to the drama, the flourish in all of your other all of your other names. So, I like it, but I don't love it. Boaz, it's really cool. I like that it's short, so it carries a lot of what Hezekiah does, but in a small package, very spunky. Hector, I like it. I'm a big classics nerd here, so yeah. I'm not in love with the sound, but it's fine, it's cool. Rowan, I like it. Ronan is my number one name, so I always feel a bit weird about, like, Rowan and Roman, because I feel like I'm just, like, so close. Lovely, great. Cadeon? It reminds me of Gideon, which you'd get confused for, but it looks better, I think. Maybe it's Cadeon. Cadeon sounds very cool. I'm not personally a big fan of Cade, which I feel like it would be shortened to, but it looks really cool written down. Ariel, I love Ariel. I love Ariel because the Tempest is... I just really like Shakespeare, that's it. Ariel, stunning, perfect. Remington. Something kind of stops. I feel like I should like it in the way that I like Montague and Montgomery, but I think there's like a hairstyling brand called Remington, and I think I just think of that. Definitely get shortened to Remy. If you're into Remy, excellent, go with it. Ezekiel, I like it. It's more popular than a lot of your names, but it's cool. Love it. Elias, similar. I actually like Elias more than Ezekiel, I think. And it has a really... I don't know. I've been torn about the sound previously, but I quite like it at the moment. Galahad. Oh, that's... I do like Galahad. I think I like the sound of Lancelot more, but Galahad works for me. Sapphire. Ooh. I obviously love Sappho. Go buy it on here, but it's for girls. Sapphire on a boy, love it, works. Mordred, oh, I love Mordred. I love Mordred. Fagin makes me think Oliver Twist. It also sounds a bit like pagan, I think, which turns me off a bit, but I think there are better names on your list. Thane, you have that in a combo, love it, very Macbeth. Nyx. So Nyx is one of my absolute favourite names, but I've only seen it on a girl and I only really like it on a girl. I would say it's because I only like god or goddess names on the gender of the deity that they were on originally, but I have Mercury for a girl on my list, so I can't really complain. But I'm torn about this. I like Noctis for a boy, which has a similar vibe to Nyx. Zelen. I feel like I should like it, but there's something in the sound that doesn't really click with me, I think. But it's very cool. Love the Zed. Zelophehad. I'm sorry, I probably pronounced that appallingly. You know what? I really like it. Go with it. Zephyr. Same with Zephyr for a girl. Always felt like I should like it. Doesn't really click with me, though. Rhema or Rima? I've seen this in Sea Willow's combos before. It's lovely. It's not really my thing, but it's lovely. Prayer and Praise. I'm taking these together. Only seen them on a girl. I do quite like them, although I feel weird using them myself because I'm not particularly religious. But, you know, they have a really lovely sound, and I think they would make a really cool middle name. Sparrow. I love Sparrow. 10 out of 10. Fallon. this is quite cool. I don't know if it's my style, but sounds nice. Titus. Always felt like I should like Titus, but, like, objectively stunning. The vibe is immaculate, but I think something about it just doesn't really click with me. Micah. I do really like Micah. I think... I really like Mika for a girl. And I think Micah, it's just, it's good. It's nice. Really great. Kanan. Place name. I'm saying this as if you don't know it. Kanan, it's great. I really like it. I wouldn't use it. It's, Zephaniah. Ooh. This is another one of those, like, dramatic, flourishy names. I'd really like to meet a little boy named Zephaniah. Percival. Oh, Percival and Perseus, you've got them both. These are like... I was going to say these are like my children. I mean, not really. I think I like both of those even more than just Percy, even though they would inevitably get shortened. Percival, it sounds like a jewel. It feels like a stained glass window to me. My mum absolutely hates it, so the chance I have of using it on a real future child is nothing. But you know what? You go use that Percival. Stunning. Perseus, it's just the same. Maybe it's just the Percy Jackson in me talking, the Percy Jackson fan in me talking, but it makes me think of a roaring sea and of a storm, and I love that. Hercules. This is, like, exactly my style, but something I feel a little weird about it. I think, I don't know what it is. Intriguing. Thaddeus. I've always really wanted to like this, and all the people who have the same taste as me always like it. I really like it for you. I like it objectively. The sound of it, I can't get behind Thad. Newt. This is really cute. I really like Newt. Oh, that rhymes. It's lovely. Wilder. Oh, this, like Perseus, makes me think of the sea. It's wild. Oh, very original. I really like it. I also really like it on a girl, but I think it's just really, really lovely. Almanzo. It has a slightly different vibe, but I think it's really cool. I like the Z. I think the Z does a lot for it. So it says it's an invented name by... Namebury says it's an invented name, but it does have an element of history, which I quite like. Yep. I'm so bad at describing these. Coda. Makes me think of, like, music. I feel like it's probably a name in its own right. A Japanese surname. Alright, it's not really my thing, but it works. Yep. Emrys. Oh, I love Emrys. It feels so familiar, but it's so mystical. Mystical doesn't seem quite right. It's a really lovely colour in my mind, because I just do the colour thing. Emrys, great. Reese. I like Reese, but I know a lot of them, so I can't feel, like, mystical about it anymore. It just feels like a guy, but I really like the way it looks written down. Merlin. Oh, I love Merlin. I love Merlin. Really like Merlin. Mistral. Makes me think of minstrel, which is either delicious or musical, of which I am both, so can't go wrong there. Namebury lists it as a female name, which is a variation of Misty, but, you know, I have doubt about that. I think it's cool. I probably would only use it as a middle name, not because I think it's, like, too daring. I just think it has middle name energy. Pridstrom. I think I'm saying that right. I don't know. I don't speak Swedish. I only speak Norwegian. I'm aware that other languages have the umlaut as well, but I'm going to stop talking now. This has very Scandinavian energy, very stormy energy. I like it. It's powerful. Zaev, pardon my pronunciation, it's cool, I can't say it. I don't love the, like, the way it looks. I think it would cause confusion, but you know what? I'm here for confusion. Malachite. Ooh. I like this more than Malachi, I think. It's rocky, but very cool. Works for me. Also, the gemstones. Really pretty. Foxglove. Oh, I really like this. I think I like it more than fox because it feels a little bit more sort of pixie-ish and it feels solidly unisex to me, which is a good thing. I like that foxgloves are poison. I mean, not in a weird way. I just think it's beautiful. It's brightly coloured. It's got such excellent energy. Helium. Makes me think of helium, which isn't great. However, it also, it feels like Helios, like Elio, all these names that I really like. Helium, it's really cool. Hayden. I believe this is one of the, like, heathery family name, from the heathery family of names. Oh, it means fire. Oh, I like it a bit more now. I'm not wild about the way it looks written down. And I think all of the Jaden in the Braden, it kind of goes, ugh. But, oh, it means fire. I really like that. Creighton. Out loud, it sounds pretty cool, but it just looks written down a bit made up, I suppose. I'm just not wild about, like, the vibe. It feels like a cliff, though, which is a good thing. Sorry, I'm doing a terrible job of expressing my opinions about these. Oh, it means rocky place. Really wasn't that far off. Okay. Cricket. This is cute. I think I prefer it on a girl, but as a middle name for a little boy, I think it's really sweet. Cricket. Yep. Drew. Unfortunately, Drew just feels, like, compared to the rest of your names, it feels like, oh, just a guy. Like, oh, that's a Drew. It works, but it's just not really my thing. Bailey. This looks like an elaboration on Bailey, B-A-I-L-E-Y, that people made to make it look more feminine. I'm just not really vibing with it. However, I do like that the B-A-Y at the start makes me think of bay trees. Sounds like bay leaf, which is lovely. D'Artagnan. Oh, I do love D'Artagnan. Yeah, it's great. Ransom. I've heard so many negative things about Ransom, but I really like the sound of it. I really love Miss Peregrine's Home for Peculiar Children, which is written by Ransom Riggs, which might be influencing my feelings about it, but I really like the sound and the feel of it. Excellent. Brilliant. Sorry for babbling.